Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. The House and Senate seem to be moving forward, for now, with reauthorization of the Farm Bill, and the Senate's in the lead. While it's expected that the two packages will be significantly different, one thing that is expected, both bills will have major reform of farm programs. The Senate bill saves over $23 billion, the cuts coming from many different programs, including direct payments and food stamps. However, one program seems to have escaped reform, at least so far. That's the sugar program. We've had farm programs for as long as we've had a farm bill, and the programs have all been moving towards a more market-based approach. But for some reason, the sugar program has proved to be a unique case, somehow immune to market-based movement. The sugar program began as a Depression-era program, along with all the other commodities. Go back to the 40s and the 50s and the 60s and the 70s. For decades, the federal government was busy controlling production with land set-asides and cropping restrictions to short the market, increase the price of commodities. Almost all of those control programs are gone today. They're gone for corn. They're gone for soybeans and wheat and cotton and rice, even tobacco and peanuts, but not sugar. The government controls how much sugar can be produced in the United States and controls how much can be imported into the United States. And this drives up the price of sugar in the United States to sometimes double what everyone else in the world pays. This artificially increased price has impacted all the food manufacturers that use sugar, encouraging some of those companies to move to Canada, Mexico, where sugar costs are so much lower. There is no good reason that the sugar program should not become more market-oriented. Sugar farms will tell you that their program is no cost, when actually the cost to consumers is approximately $4 billion a year. And that cost comes directly to you and to me when we go to the grocery store, we buy bread, we buy juice, or maybe a 5-pound bag of sugar to make cookies. It is time for sugar to get with the times and for Congress to take action to make the sugar program more market-oriented. Until next week, I'm John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye and